Support comes from Mosby Building Arts. Mosby transforms unfinished basements into comfortable spaces for relaxing, entertaining, and spending time together. Make the most of your square footage. July basement sale. Details at callmosby.com.
Doug Clemens calls himself a numbers guy, so with his time in the Missouri House coming to an end, he jumped at the chance to be the next St. Louis County assessor. The office sets property values, which help determine a person's tax bill. Clemens promises to focus on customer service and to push for state and federal policies that will help St. Louis County taxpayers. The St. Anne Democrat joins me next on the latest episode of Politically Speaking. We'll also be talking to his primary opponent, Tommy Pearson. Let's hit the music.
This is the Politically Speaking podcast, the definitive show about Missouri politics.
We've seen a county government that has had smooth and steady leadership, and I think we're on a good path right now.
I realize the office needed a prosecutor to run it.
And we have a better solution of addressing those needs.
I don't think it's about a popularity contest. What I think it about is it's time for change.
Working together across city and county, across political affiliations, that we can start to find overlapping goals.
I had some moments where I had to, you know, lean into my courage.
You'll see us work together on areas of agreement, and you'll see us have difficult conversations when we don't agree.
And welcome to Politically Speaking. I'm Rachel Lippman. Joining me in studio today is
State Representative Doug Clemens of the 72nd District.
And you have been on Politically Speaking before, but for those who may be first-time listeners, remind us very briefly of your background.
So I'm born and raised in the district I serve. I've got about 28 years of operations management under my belt. And got drawn into politics mostly out of radioactive waste issues in North County. But I've kind of always worked for my community. I gave my first testimony at 19 years of age. I've been doing it for 39 years since.
Now, you termed out of the 72nd District at Sine Die this year, and you've now turned your attention to the St. Louis County Assessor's Office. Why was that the political move for you?
Honestly, that office excites me a little bit. I don't look it or act it, but I'm kind of a numbers guy. So I know the daughter products of uranium, for example, from working on radioactive waste issues. In the House, I'm assigned all the detail-oriented committees, so financial institutions, which is banking regs. Trust me, it's not exciting for most people, but I like it. Pension funds, I'm on the Joint Committee for Retirement Systems, and I'm on pensions. I also do the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, where we have to read every rule written and then go back and make sure it's constitution and keeping with the statute.
So it sounds like you're an individual whose checklists have checklists.
Yes, at times that seems to be the way.
And so how does that background and the attention that you have to detail and you know, you mentioned you're a numbers guy, how does that fit into the assessor's office?
Well, the assessor's office runs about 150 employees. It's not one guy driving around in a car. So those people need to have leadership. Frankly, a vision for the office where we improve customer service, where we increase accessibility. Those are factors that we really want to make sure that people understand what's happening behind the scenes. And I think we've got the right team for that. We'll move forward with it and make it better.
So you do talk about transparency, accountability, and compassion. How do you create a more transparent, accountable, and compassionate office? What does that look like to you?
So one of the things I've been mulling over in my mind is to put an ombudsman within the office, somebody that's there just to reach out to for issues for regular folks, somebody that's accessible by a telephone or a quick email, not a three-week email or standing in line for 4 hours. We need to make sure that when people, particularly folks that aren't tech savvy, elder folks on a fixed income, when they have an issue with their assessment, they need to be able to reach somebody.
So what is the assessor's office? What does it do? And really kind of how does it impact the lives of St. Louis County residents? Because it feels like one of those offices that is so important, but people don't really think about it until it's on the ballot.
A tremendous amount of the revenue for St. Louis County is based on your property taxes and your fire departments, your school districts. Those assessments reflecting the actual value of your home, not inflated, not decreased, no favoritism. Getting that right is critical to the tax base of St. Louis County. So if you care about your fire district and your school district and your municipality and your county services, the health department, for example. You want to make sure we get it right.
How does the office work to get it right? And what does that even mean? Because I'm speaking as a St. Louis County homeowner. Husband and I moved in 4 years ago. Yes, we've done some work to our house, not a lot. And the assessed value is up $56,000 in 4 years. And what do you say to people who are just like, well, that can't be right. That's not based in reality.
So one of the things that we, of course, do is look at comps. But this is 400,000 parcels, give or take, anywhere from 401 to 402, depending on the day, parcels of real estate that have to be assessed across 401,000, sorry, parcels of real estate. So those require a lot of manpower for a two-year window. So actually what's used is data modeling. So we take comps of neighborhoods, plug those into a large data set, and the formula produces what is an expected value. Now, that can't always be 1,000% correct, and people should appeal if they have an issue with that number. If it seems out of whack with your next-door neighbor, there might have been an issue with the formula. So we have to go back and make sure it's right. That's where customer service comes in.
How would you respond to someone? You mentioned that you want to make sure you get it correct. Somebody might look at the budget shortfall and be like, I don't know, there's something weird going on here. Are they doing this to, you know, fix the budget problem here?
So what we do is assess the value of property. We don't take taxes. We don't deal with revenue. We just set the basis for revenue to crunch their numbers against.
But again, not saying that this does happen. There could be a perception out there where people are looking at those numbers, like you said, this feels out of whack. Is this deliberate? Is this,
I don't feel any deliberancy in any of this. I mean, when we compare ourselves to what happened in Jackson County a few years back, we can definitely...
That's Kansas City side of the state.
It is. And occupied 4 years of our time in the legislature is fallout from that. We can see a dramatic difference in how many errors the office generates, and it's within statistical norm. You're just dealing with a big number.
So you did kind of explain this a little bit, but for the uninitiated, how is the assessed value connected to property taxes? Because that is such a hot topic everywhere.
So the assessed value of the home is what the home would be resold in a healthy marketplace, comparable to the homes around it. Then we punch it through a lot of formulas. Each taxing district has its own formula to access that base number. So I knew about taxing districts before I was elected. After I was elected, my jaw dropped at how many taxing districts you could have at an address. I mean, you can go up to 50, 60 taxing addresses. Exactly. So you think about things like there's levy districts. Everybody knows school district and fire district. That's the easy, simple stuff. But then there's tax abatements and TIFs and all sorts of payments wrapped in there. So there's retail districts and economic development districts.
Transportation development districts.
There you go.
Now you're going off. Districts.
And depending on what address you reside at, work at, that sort of thing, there's layer upon layer of taxing districts. Each of those actually applies its own formula to how it's going to arrive at the tax number.
So they're taking the value that you set, looking at comps, putting it through formulas, and they're taking that number and running it through all their formulas, and then I guess it goes to revenue?
Absolutely. You've got the picture. Bureaucracy at work.
So why do you want to run for an office where so often people just are not going to be happy with you? Like, so rarely do you get a tax bill and you're like, oh, this is less than last year, especially property tax.
So when I left the legislature, I gave Doug's rules of the legislature as part of my senior speech. The last thing I closed with was do the right thing. And ultimately, when we are in public office, when we're serving our community, doing the right thing is the first and foremost thing we need to do. This office is critical for everything in St. Louis County. It might not be the most attention getting, but it certainly is critical for everything that we depend on as citizens of St. Louis County. So I think that you need the right hand at the helm. My experience, I'm excited about this position. I know it seems crazy, but I am. I'll enjoy it.
You mentioned a little bit earlier in the conversation about the housing market and what it would look like in a healthy market, and that's kind of how valuation is kind of set. Is St. Louis County a healthy market right now?
Depends on where in the county you're standing at the time, and that's something we need to change politically in St. Louis County. We've got, I mean, our whole region needs to work together better. We need to look at economic development on the scale. We are a quarter of the economy for the whole state of Missouri. Most of our dollars actually go out state. We need to be healthy so that the state of Missouri is healthy. And so we've got to really change our vision for how things look when you drive down a street in St. Louis County. Think about public safety. Think about accessibility to resources.
And so what's going to be your role in working with legislative executive bodies to try and do the things that will influence the output from your office?
Well, of course, there's always an advisory role to any executive branch of government. So this is an executive branch. And any area that touches on generating these numbers, and maybe I'll stray outside of that area occasionally, I'm happy to offer an opinion on. I know most of the council members, both sides of the aisle, pretty well. And I think I'll have a working relationship with them and whoever the next executive is.
There's a lot of discussion about investment properties, you know, these out of state large groups buying up what would probably be considered maybe starter homes, and then using them as in their rental portfolio and their rental enterprise. How much of a role does that play in kind of tilting the market from healthy to maybe not so healthy?
Actually, that's been a bone of contention with the assessor's office right now. Folks are trying to redefine these as a different type of property. And frankly, we're seeing a lot of problems generated from absentee landlords. The truth of the matter is, it's difficult to punish these guys when they let the grass grow or the roof leak. And we've got good neighborhoods. This is in my district. And the legislature has been working after this because it's going to have to be a statewide law. We can't do it with a county ordinance. But we do need to rein this in. And it is going to complicate things with the office. It always does. When you have one landowner that owns 50 houses, 150 houses,
and that, I'm guessing, can bring down the property values in some areas because they're not keeping up their properties, and that impacts the individuals there.
And then we get back to what happens to us regionally.
I've heard from people who work in the property valuation, property tax space, that there isn't a lot of experience within the assessor's office, and they may be making some mistakes. Are you concerned about that? And how do you fix that in the context of the county's budget picture?
Okay. I've heard similar things. I cannot verify one way or another if there's weight to that or not, because I'm not in the office. I'm not above the department yet. I like to think of myself as a pretty good manager. I've always been successful. I once took over a facility that I thought I'd have to dismiss everybody. Wound up, one person had to be dismissed. Everybody else just needed leadership. And one of those people wound up becoming second in command to me. It's one of these things where if you give people the right opportunity and tools to succeed, and as you said, budget crisis is coming. But a lot of that is direction, is thinking smart. How do you do this job within the tools we've got?
We did talk a little bit about this, again, also earlier in the conversation around the need to kind of get redevelopment into areas, make the market a little bit healthier. How do you balance redevelopment, which is needed in some parts of St. Louis County, with the pressure that then puts on property values for longtime residents of the area who may also be lower income? How do you keep them from getting priced out of their homes?
Unfortunately, the assessor's office can't do that. That's a legislative question. I can tell you where I fall on it personally if my opinion were asked in that process.
Well, and that's going to be my next question, is what is there in state or county law that is needed to do to help the assessor's office and then everything else sort of function better?
Right. So there's a process called gentrification, which we've seen at work in so many areas. And grandma, who's been there for 65 years, all of a sudden can't afford her property tax bill because her little bungalow house is worth $1.5 million because of the neighborhood. That's not okay. We need to put holds in place for those that are residents currently. It's their neighborhood. they should benefit from the things that are going into their neighborhood, not be put out and displaced by it. So let people call things home, and if that means we freeze their taxes, it means we freeze their taxes.
So do you think the senior property tax freeze is doing what it needs to do?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of complaints with the way the state of Missouri and the legislature handled that, because they've dug a hole for St. Louis County in terms of revenue. Those dollars are not replaced. They're just lost revenue dollars. Now, the state of Missouri knew this when they thrust it upon the counties, but they did it as a feel-good thing. We're doing something for seniors. But, you know, they have a responsibility to backfill any revenue that we take away in the legislature. And they used a loophole to not backfill. And as a result, any county who's said yes to this, which they should say yes to this, our seniors have worked. They deserve to have a stable life in their retirement. And but long before I ran for office, I helped an 83-year-old woman keep her home using circuit breaker because she was on her husband's pension, stay-at-home housewife, typical of my neighborhood, right? And couldn't pay her tax bill. And that's a situation we should never, ever see somebody who's done the right thing their entire life facing.
And circuit breaker is, I know it sounds electrical, but I am assuming it is not given the context here. If I remember correctly, it's like a help to pay the bill or cuts the bill off at a certain rate, kind of like a tax freeze.
The state of Missouri steps in and backfills the lost revenue from what the person can't pay, basically.
Got it. So helps pay off the rest of the property tax bill to the county.
Right.
Is there anything else that the state legislature did during your time that makes not necessarily the economic development and balancing that side, but just the work of the assessor's office more complicated or difficult, where now that you're looking at this job, you are just raging against what they did?
So I will say that we're bound to see more legislation this way, too. I'm really waiting to see when these laws, now this will be after the primary, but when these laws come into effect, what the new formulas reflect, what the rubber meets the road is going to look like. Because a lot of times you have ways to work within a system that are successful, even when somebody ties a couple of your fingers together.
Give me an example. Is there like a piece of legislation where now that you are looking at this office, you are just going, I'm not sure the rubber is going to meet the road in a productive way? Is this some of the tax bills or what are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about the property tax bill, specifically about how we handle property, also how we do increases.
This is the siloing where it's the value doesn't get sort of spread out among the different...
Right.
Buckets, essentially.
Right. And so this is partially a tax issue, partially an assessor issue. And again, I'm waiting to see what it looks like.
St. Louis County, I think, already silos, though, don't they? Weren't they not actually affected by that bill because they already do not spread it out?
But we do not spread it out. We do silo it. But this is, I think, going to affect overall Missouri in a way that's particularly rural areas. There are 111 counties right now where property is valued at like a quarter of its value. Those properties, those areas, interestingly enough, our tax dollars flow to out of our income tax, which is another conversation to go into.
Yeah, your assessor's office does not actually have anything to do with the income tax side of things.
But you know, these are all what we pay for as services as a state. We want to make sure that everything we need to have function in the state, the bridges, the schools, the police, all those things are paid for. If you're not paying your bills, it doesn't look too good as a state, and it really reflects on the way people live and quality of life.
Are there things that the county council has done, not so much on the policy side of things, but on the office operation side of things, where you're now raging because you are looking at this office?
I'm not going to rage, and we're coming up against elections, so people have decisions to make. I've always worked within the parameters I'm given, and I trust most people on the council. Just want them to have conversations.
About what specifically?
Anything and everything.
I mean, do you think that they sort of understood what some of the cuts that they would make or what some of the steps Dr. Page was, he says, forced to make. I know there's a bunch of back and forth about that. But, I mean, is that what we're kind of talking about here? Or?
Yes and no. I mean, the budget is the ultimate responsibility of any legislative body. I mean, it's a constitutional responsibility for the state legislature, but paying the bills is what a legislative body does. So there are responsibilities of services to citizenry. You generate revenue to pay the bills on those services. If you're not generating the revenue for whatever reason, you have to make choices. And that's what it looks like. And Missouri's been making choices for some time now, and we're seeing the end result of some of those decisions.
St. Louis County has a pretty aggressive tax appeals ecosystem. And as I understand it, that does contribute to a backlog at the state level. This is kind of a two-part question. First, what can the office do, if anything, to address appeals that are brought simply for the sake of appeals that may not really have any basis in fact, that are just people annoyed and wanting to make their annoyance felt?
So I think the whole system needs to be looked at. Obviously, there's a problem. And when all these cases are going to the state tax commission as opposed to being handled in-house, I think we can do better. How we do better, I'm not in the office yet to see the flow of the problem. But I'm pretty certain that it starts with customer service. It starts with having somebody face-to-face to look somebody in the eye and say, you're really going to file this, or yeah, we have a problem here. Let's see what happened. Those are the two answers somebody should get as soon as they put the paper down.
And are there ways that you can work with the state to reduce some of their backlog so that people who may have a legitimate overpayment of taxes don't wait years to have that refund come to them?
I think that there would be ways for us to negotiate with them on large blocks of parcels that are at debate at the time. It's a matter of having open lines of communication. It's a negotiation, much like attorneys do, I suppose, the best thing to come to.
And I know you're not in the office yet, so maybe this isn't the right question for you, but in sort of as you listen here, do your research, get into the race, are those lines of communication open right now?
They're doing better. They are doing better. I think the electronic payment system for those folks that dive into that stuff is working really well and taking some of the workload back off them. Of course, the senior tax credit was quite a workload dumped onto revenue in the assessor's office in one big chunk. So,
your predecessor has faced some criticism for the amount that he will fight rulings that go against him at the state level. Where's the balance? How much should your office fight rulings that go against him when it comes to property values? And how much should you just say, okay, maybe we messed this one up?
You know, again, that I think comes down to a case-by-case basis. But I certainly think there are times, if you look at my history, there are certainly times to stand up and fight things. But there are also times to negotiate and walk out of the room with both parties happy.
You mentioned earlier that one of your passion projects for a very long time has been radiation compensation, RECA, getting people informed of it. Where does the county assessor's office interface with that program?
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing because I've been talking about this for maybe 8 years now, maybe a little bit more. I believe that the state of Missouri deserves a stipend for lost revenue, particularly St. Louis County, St. Louis City, St. Charles County. If you're an economic developer, do you want to dig into ground that potentially has radioactive waste in it?
Probably not.
And so what does that do to our neighborhoods, our house values, our potential for economic development? It's completely different than RECA, which I worked on with Senator Hawley, of all people, very diligently. This isn't healthcare. This is about what we've lost as a community and ways of opportunity. And I think we need to talk about that.
And so what then is the interface between that? You talked about property ballots. Is there any direct interface with the program and the assessor's office?
No. I would like there to be. I would like us to be compensated for our repressed values.
Okay. So there isn't right now because
you don't actually have any administrative role
in
the program.
I'm going to have to, like so many other things, I'm going to have to go to the federal government and push.
There you go. So take a step towards the kind of politics of this race. You're mostly a North County political guy. Mm-hmm. How have you been going about introducing yourself to the residents of South and West County who may not necessarily know Doug Clemons?
So obviously the low-hanging fruit, this is a 400,000 more person race than a congressional seat. So going to as many functions as I can, shaking hands, that sort of thing. But interestingly enough, I discovered as I get on the campaign trail out of my neck of the woods, a lot of people already know me. Part of that is I've worked with the caucus for years to work on other folks' elections, make sure that we can flip seats for my party, that sort of thing. And I've knocked doors, I've shown up for events, and I've walked into rooms in South and West County, and everybody's like, hi, Doug. That's a fantastic feeling.
Your opponent is also a North County guy. I don't think your districts are directly connected, but they're not super far apart. How important then does sort of like West Central South County become when you've got sort of two, you know, not two factions, but two North County going at it?
We're pals.
Yeah.
He and I, we served together in the House. I've known his dad for 20 years. But, you know, I think that it's about looking at the entire St. Louis region. That's the whole point of everything for us. It's got to be moving forward. If we're not thinking regionally, we need to get out of the way. We really honestly need to make an economic engine here that will stand the test of time and make sure we've got jobs and affordable housing for everybody. That means everybody doing their role in accordance with including everyone, not, well, we don't need those people. Those people don't matter. That should never enter a public official's mouth.
Should there be a different assessor for the city and the county?
Right now, yes.
Should that be the way that it is in the future? Or is this somewhere that cooperation could happen?
You know, the discussion about the merger of St. Louis City and County has been going on my entire life, actually. And it's
20 years, roughly?
Yeah, just about 20. But it's something that we should, as I said, we need to think regionally. But if we're going to talk about a merger of these two great beasts, it needs to be done right, slowly. I had a discussion with somebody recently, and a good suggestion was made. If you're going to do a merger, set it for 20 years in the future of all the decision makers, so the people that profit off of it are either retired or dead. And it's a worthwhile thing to consider. We don't want to create a mechanism that feeds the wealthy. We want to make it a good community for everybody. And those are the considerations, once again, you have to take down any path in policy.
There is a lot on the ballot in August. How are you making sure that people kind of continue down the ballot and vote in your race?
Number one, meeting them, impressing upon them, you know, this matters to you. Trust me. The value of your home when it comes to the end of the year paying taxes, you want to make sure we got it right. You don't want to be shocked ever. You want to appreciate that, yeah, that looks about right to me. That's what everybody should be saying when they get the envelope in the mail. In terms of getting that message out to folks, you know, it's all the traditional ways of trying to get the message out. Shaking hands, we'll have digital ads, all that good stuff. But it's really important that people reflect now more than any other time about the importance of their voice in government. You said there's a lot on the ballot in this August, and there is. There's constitutional amendments, which I have very strong feelings about several of those. The truth of the matter is that now is the biggest time to participate in our democracy, I think, that we've seen in my lifetime.
You are obviously running for an elected assessor position,
mm-hmm.
but in the kind of sphere, I mean, should this position be elected? That's part of what amendment, I'm going to screw this up. Is that two or four?
It's two.
Two.
You got it right.
That's, you know, amendment two is saying all assessors need to be elected, and you're obviously running for an elected post, but mm-hmm. should that be a post that somebody, whether it's you or anyone, runs for, or should it be something different?
Personal opinion? It should be an appointed post. I think you should take politics out of the office as much as you can. That's not the circumstance we have in St. Louis County. Now, with two, The only county it will affect right now is Jackson County. But it will lock into the state constitution that St. Louis County won't be able to change its mind moving forward. I'm not so big on that when it comes to taking away people's choice. We will operate within the parameters of the things we are given.
Politically Speaking is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, part of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Doug Clemens, candidate for county assessor, is there anything else that you would like to add today?
I really want to thank you for your time. I've enjoyed this interview so very much.
Until next time, so long.
Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, providing exterior solutions for homes with faded, cracked, or outdated siding. Details at callmosby.com.